You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Tuesday, August 20th, and the most interesting thing in tech is what we're learning about Facebook's News tab, the latest chapter in the incredibly vexed relationship between Facebook and the press. All right, here's the story. About 4 years ago, Facebook had this thing called Trending Topics. It's run by humans, and it would sort of pop up the most interesting stories in the news that day. And there was a big scandal. Republicans accused Facebook of being biased against them, and it set off this chain of events that in some ways led to the big mess that Facebook had in 2016. They were so worried about bias that they kind of stuck their heads in the sand. They missed all the Russian propaganda on the platform and the fake news. That led to a lot of anger at Facebook, which led to all of the cataclysms that they've had. In some ways, I refer to the first person who was fired in the Trending Topics scandal as the Franz Ferdinand of Facebook. So that was their initial effort, Trending Topics. They decided to get rid of the humans after that mess, have a totally algorithmic Trending Topics section. But that was a disaster too, because algorithms aren't very good at identifying fake news. And so there was all kinds of misinformation there. So a mess upon a mess. Eventually they got rid of it. But Facebook would like to have a news section on the platform because it's good for Facebook's reputation. People think of it as a place where you go to get information. It will engage a lot of people who don't really engage with Facebook right now. And there are definitely people at Facebook, including Mark Zuckerberg, who care about the fate of the news industry. And there's no doubt that a lot of the perils of my industry have been put at the feet of Facebook for some legitimate reasons and some illegitimate ones. It is certainly the case. Facebook has won most of the digital advertising market, taking away the revenue or outcompeting the media industry for that revenue. In any case, the relationship between the press and Facebook has been toxic, 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 toxic. So now Facebook is going back in there and they're saying, look, we can do this better. We'll have this special section on the mobile app. We'll hire real journalists who will curate it and have real values, who can identify what's an important story, what's not an important story. They will pay publishers directly. They claim they'll have better terms for this industry than Apple News. So what do I think is going to happen? I don't know. Experience tells me it will end badly because most of the relationships between Facebook and the press have ended badly in recent years. But on the other hand, I think they're doing this the right way. And actually, I'm optimistic. I'm looking forward to what's in NewsTab. Maybe I'm deluded, but I'm excited. I'm eager to see what happens. I do hope, though, that if they launch the special section, NewsTab, it doesn't drive all the news and journalism out of their main feed. That would be a problem. In any case, it launches next year, and I will be clicking into it. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.